99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
We always give you setting the bar stories to help set the bar for your day very low. So if whatever happens today, you can look back on this moment and say, you know what, at least I didn't do that. So today is kind of a win, right?
Sure.
All right. Setting the bar. To Florida we go for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to steal and take for a joyride a locomotive train.
What?
You're doing okay.
Somebody stole a train and said, hey, let's take this for a little trip. I mean, you're going where the track is going to take you, but who does that?
Well, deputies are investigating the case of a break-in and joyride of a locomotive train. They said the train was locked. I didn't know you had to lock trains, to be quite honest.
I guess this is one stark example of why.
Yeah, but
you do.
Well, apparently the lock didn't even work because the suspects may have gained access through a window on the train. A couple switches inside the train, valued at about $30,000, were damaged when the locomotive was put into motion. Apparently, the people who took the train for a joyride just decided to stop the train and jump out before they got caught. So, yeah.
How far did they get? Did it say? It
didn't say. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Like, I've never been in a train, like, engine car to see the controls. Is it like, you know, start here? Is it pretty obvious? Is there a steering wheel? I'm really confused about they thought. I got this.
I envision the engine of the train to look like it is in the Tom Hanks favorite, the
Polar Express.
Polar Express.
Yes, exactly what I was thinking. That's
bunch
like
of,
really
bunch
my
of
knowledge
switches,
of trains.
Yeah, a bunch of switches and gears and levers to pull and little cords to or chains to pull and things like that. So I don't know. Apparently, these guys had some sort of knowledge on how to start a train because they did, and investigators
really
are looking for them. So again, if you can manage to pretty impressive, I think. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to steal and take for a joyride a frickin' train, you're doing okay.
I mean, I'm just trying to go through the thought process of, like, you know, why they thought that's a great idea, wouldn't get in trouble. What if, my goodness, what if they derailed the train?
Well, they probably weren't thinking about that when they were walking by the train going, hey, hold my beer. That's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.